The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is right here on the radio.
Saints be praised. You're listening to two fine lads. Two boys dedicated to putting a smile on your face and a song in your heart. As long as you buy their bloody grilling sauce. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Faith and Begora.
On there, big boy.
Might want to turn the microphone on.
It's radio.
We just added these.
I know I'm getting older and everything, but remember to talking to the microphone. I got that. I heard myself faintly had your microphone on.
And you turned. You turned to say, who was saying that?
Anyway, as I was trying to say, cock-a-doodle-doo. Tuesday, April the 2th, 2024. National Peanut Butter Jelly Time. Ugh. Peanut Butter Jelly Time. What do you mean,
Oh, that song.
I was wondering because the average American, by the time they graduate high school, is eating 2,000 peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
I like some peanut butter.
Peanut butter and a jelly time. Peanut butter and baseball bat. I'm trying to remember those words.
Yeah, that's it.
Tater's running a little late this morning. Get her in, have her sing it for us. That'll be something to look forward to. We got three dates in history saved up. Get our first prize pack out. Let's go and jump in here and get the winning beginning. We're awake. Just checking. Yes, still up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, a Southernese Pets Pack. Treat your four-legged best friend to bacon-flavored Southernese Pets CBD gummies. Show them how much you care. Must be 18 to win. Go to southerneasepets.com or look for their link at thebigshow.com. If you use code JBB, you will get an exclusive offer. Listen up to our three dates in history. Hang along with us. What kind of category we'll get, and we'll play Outbursts. As always, take me a little while to get these darn pages separated.
Well, that's what you get for swearing off of Staples.
Now, I got it. 2019. NASA states it wants to send astronauts to Mars by 2033, and they want to land on the moon again in 2024. Hey, that's this year.
Right.
There you go, happen.
All Look right. who just got here.
At least the moon deal. All right. Let's move up to 2020 when a record 6.6 million Americans filed claims for unemployment. In the last week, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, 10 million over 2 weeks. All right. Great. Get up. Get to work. And finally, in 2021, new study suggests the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs 66 million years ago created South America's tropical rainforest. Well, sure, I believe them. Why not? It was 66 million exactly. Y'all shut up. Think about dinosaurs. All right, then, there's a category's 1-800-BIG-SHOW. She told free lie. We play Outburst next. Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, April the 2nd. And today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. Brought to you by the Coca-Cola 600, having Sunday, May 26th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The Crocodile Stalker, Search for the Easter Bunny. Search for keywords, Easter Bunny. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. And right now, get the winning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Bob from Kannapolis, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Hate to say here.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey. Hello, John Boy Ben.
Hey, buddy. Welcome in here. Hey, all right,
hey, Bob. Hey. How you guys?
We good, man. All right, Bob, here we go. Coming in hot out of Rayford's hometown. Let's get you through these three categories. Okay, now here we go. In 5 seconds, three things in space. Ready, go.
Planets, stars, satellites.
All right. Now give us U.S. three U.S. departments. Ready, go.
Department of Labor, Defense, and Education.
Yeah, way too many there anyway, so... For the win, Bob, three dinosaurs. Ready, go.
You got T-Rex, Dino from the Flintstones, and
yeah, it sounded like one.
That was Pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Sure was.
Hey, Bob, Southern East Pets back for your four-legged friend. All right?
All right, that sounds good.
All right, buddy. Hang on.
I'm a first-time caller.
All right, man.
First-time caller. Share a birthday with you, boy.
Oh, man, you had you one 28th last month.
Happy birthday.
Awesome, yes, brother. Well, my birthday brother. Yes, you got any birthday cake left?
No. He means happy birthday to you, too.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Bob. Hang on, Jackie, get you your present.
Thank you, John Boy.
Much like it happens for my wife's birthday, which is coming up this week, by the way. Thank you for reminding me. All right, bye. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right then, let's jump in the Playhouse. Early Morning Breakfast Theater coming up. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Tuesday, April the 2nd. All right, not ready for drive time, players. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Not-So-Great Gold Heist. As our story opens, the year is 1854. Prospector Shorty Feasley is anxiously awaiting the return of his daughter Daisy to the Feasley Gold Mine near Calico, California.
Daddy, I'm back!
That Daisy, where in the world you been? Calico ain't but a 10-minute ride from here. You've been gone over 2 hours. You had me worried to death. Plus, while I'm laid up in bed with this old broke leg, I'm depending on you to take care of the chores and whatnot.
I know, Daddy. I was gone so long because I had to do a lot of walking.
What? Walking? Where's the mule and the wagon?
Well, I got ambushed halfway to town by a couple outlaws. They stole the mule and the wagon.
Outlaws? They didn't violate you, did they?
Nope. I gave the old Feasley skunk eye so they know I don't put up with that kind of mess.
That's my girl. No, I reckon them outlaws took that $50 worth of gold nuggets you was carrying.
No, I got it to the bank. It just took me longer because I had to walk.
How'd you keep the outlaws from finding the gold?
Well, I hid it in my mouth before they got to the wagon.
Do what now?
Yep. I stuck it between my cheek and gum like I had a chaw in there. And they took the mule and the wagon and rode off. And once they was gone, I went on to the bank.
Well, I be dipped. You hid the gold in your mouth, huh?
Yeah, right here, like this.
Yeah, I see it happening.
Yeah, I sure did.
You know, that's a shame your late mama wasn't with you. Y'all could have hid the mule and the wagon, too.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
They didn't make you undo them top two.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old mule auctioneer say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Nope, I hid the saddle in there.
Good Tuesday morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. And from the desk of Tatertainment News, we got What to Watch. Coming up about 20 minutes right now.
And now, Oliver on Men.
Since the days of the caveman, it has been established that men are hunters and gatherers. A woman's interpretation of this definition is that men are to work and slave their lives away for the sole purpose of making their womenfolk comfortable. To supply them with a steady stream of bonbons and Cheetos while they stare slack-jawed at the TV, listening to the mind-altering babble of Oprah, Sally Jesse, and Rosie O'Lesbian. All the while not noticing how their backsides are beginning to widen, spilling over the modest confines of their sofa, bursting from their clothing, until, at last, they explode. Now, ladies, really, what man in his right mind would pay for something like that? Why, the very idea. Men are delicate flowers. Their large but fragile egos are their life force. It's what enables your man to fight life's battles, survive in the workplace, and maintain his self-esteem. When your man returns to his castle at the end of the day to unwind, relax, and recover from life's countless hassles and worries, would it really be so much trouble for you to just shut up? That would really help. Men work hard. But no matter what their job is, no matter what field they may specialize in, problems will arise. Sometimes minor, sometimes major. And when this happens, your man calls in an expert to counsel and give advice. This does not include you. Why, in reality, women have no idea what their man does for a living. They just cash the checks. Here's a tip, ladies. Every time you feel like butting in with your miserable 2 cents worth, take those 2 cents and put them in a jar. You'll be rich in no time. Men suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune at every turn. Every person in your man's world has some sort of comment on their clothing, grooming, or hygiene. Men accept this as a matter of course. This commentary is accepted as useful from other male co-workers and respected manly colleagues. But what women regard as constructive criticism is, in reality, nagging. It ranks right up there with take out the garbage and what's with your nose hair? Well, while we're on the subject, Princess, what's with your nose hair? Doesn't feel very good, does it? And finally, imagine this. Picture your man living without you, going through his day without you there, coming home to an empty house, eating alone, sleeping in a big, empty bed, and waking up all by himself, greeting the day alone. Congratulations, ladies. You've just spent a few minutes in your man's dream world.
Helped?
Yep, sir.
It's a big show on the radio. John Boy, Billy, and Tater, Pillars, Randy, Jackie, and you listening.
Hiya, pal. You are listening to two of the funniest guys on the radio and my fraternity brothers at the Raccoon Lodge. John Boy and Billy on the big show. Are they funny? Are they funny? Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. It is Tuesday, April the 2nd. All right then, McGovern here.
Not my sounds like North, you're doing a to-do list.
North Carolina State Wolfpack. I just want to spend all that money I made on Wolfpack.
Uh-oh, he's been gambling again. What'd you win, $8, $9?
$12.50. Thank
See,
you
that
very
is
much.
Amazing.
Yeah, way in the double digits winning. So, all right. We'll see what happens there. And Pac-Man makes it back. He's traveling today. So, let me see. We got North Carolina State and Purdue playing. I'll save it for the Pac deal and run down the Final Four. And I know Connecticut. That's who scares me, man. UConn, that Hurley coach, they look good, buddy.
Now I know why it sounds like a to-do list. You're actually writing a to-do list.
So that's right.
Makes sense now.
All right. All right. Well, let's get back to our real job here and get you ready for what to watch, all right? Okay, we're ready. Good. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Winner gets a perfect outdoor combo, 1 year subscription to Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers Magazine. Plus, throw in some LS Tractor merch. Go to lstractorusa.com, find your local dealer, learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Hang on, we'll play for 10 minutes. We're right now from the desk of Tatertainment News. It's What to Watch.
Here's Marcy, Tater, Moran.
Box office report. Godzilla Kong came in first place in its debut weekend.
Right.
It earned a better than expected $80 million.
Wow. Those two crazy kids.
Fans really loved this one, where the two scary monsters turn heroic and team up to save the planet.
Yeah, so Kong put some kind of weird deal on his right arm to make him, like, stronger, it looks like. Or something like that.
Robo-Kong.
Who built him that? That's cool.
I don't know, man.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire dropped from first place to second place. Kung Fu Panda 4 remained in third place. It didn't budge. Dune Part 2 dropped to number 4. And Sydney Sweeney's religious horror flick, Immaculate, rounded out the top 5. All right.
Are you looking for an argument?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. In theaters this Friday, The First Omen. That is coming out. It's the much-anticipated prequel to the 1976 flick, The Omen. Anyone? Anyone? Did y'all see that back then?
No,
I wasn't.
No,
and if you did, do you remember it?
I wasn't allowed to see it. So it's the prequel to that, even though The Omen has had some other movies that have followed. The last one was in 2006. So
I think that was Little Damien, wasn't
it? Yes, you're correct, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's when you caught up. It was in 2006. I see. For all you folks, First Omen, and Monkey Man is
Monkey
out.
Man.
Monkey Man.
Okay.
Oh, Monkey Man.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele produced this one.
Uh-oh.
It's a revenge thriller which follows a young man who sets out on a brutal quest for vengeance. I mean, what other kind of vengeance is there?
Well, I thought Tweeter and the Monkey Man were hard up for cash, and they stayed up all night selling cocaine and ass. And I don't know how they got into that.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. See.
Traveling Wilburys.
Oh.
Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne.
This has nothing to do with that.
Not a thing.
But,
okay, good.
Critics are saying this might be the start of another major action franchise.
Like, I hope so.
Like John Wick kind of thing.
Yeah,
so because he kicks butt through this. And it's starring and directed by Dev Patel, and that's the kid from Slumdog Millionaire. I know you saw that.
Yeah, I sure did.
So so he's in this. He's vengeance killer.
All right.
That's a wrap of what to watch.
Wow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that report. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out for April Fool's Day, it was the fast food giant announced that by rotating the condiment placements 180 degrees, they created the world's first left-handed version of their signature menu item.
Yes.
That was a Burger King.
The Whopper.
Very, very popular there, left-handed Whopper. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. The ancient Romans considered this fruit as the most precious and prized of all.
Was it dingleberries? Because they were really popular back then.
No, they had a bad dingleberry crop back in ancient Rome. Like that. Okay. All right, what y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tuesday morning.
Superfly.
No, just a big show on the radio. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. Brought to you by the Coca-Cola 600 Sunday, May 26th, Charlotte Motor Speedway. The Crocodile Stalker, Search for the Easter Bunny. Search for keywords, Easter Bunny. When you hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now a man who says he's got at least a dozen funny guesses for most precious and prized fruits, but no, that's not allowed anymore. He's John Boy.
And thank you. As I had Steve at a beautiful Bean Station, Tennessee. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you all?
Man, we are awesome, Steve. Welcome in here, buddy. Look at you playing first shot at John Boy Jeopardy this morning. Steve, let's review the question. Well, the ancient Romans considered this fruit as the most precious and prized of all.
I told Jackie banana, and I did not Google it.
Okay. And did them Romans like bananas? No, God! But we all like them, Steve. We appreciate you playing there, buddy.
Hey, don't hang up on me yet. Jackie told me she'd whip me if I didn't tell you my whole address.
Okay.
I live in Bean Station on Cornbread Road.
Oh, perfect. Man! What a delicious residence.
It gets better.
All right.
The next community is Tater Hill.
Well, there.
Oh, man. I took it.
Bean Station, Cornbread Avenue, going toward Tater Hill. Man. God, man, y'all.
And Granger County's known for tomatoes, so we got it all covered.
Right. Man, that is awesome. You know, that's a whole lot better. You know, our race shop back in the day, old Doc Brewer,
yeah,
used to be in Horny Town.
Right.
Uh-huh. So right up from Horny Town, if you take 85, you go through Climax, North Carolina.
Right.
And then keep going, you get Winston-Salem with a cigarette at
it. Oh, my. Oh, my. We'll leave that one be.
Yeah. I see. Well, thanks for sharing there, Steve. We appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day.
Hey, shout out to all you guys, the military, and my wife. Love y'all.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you, man. All right. Well, let's stay in Tennessee. Let's go up Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and talk to Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, buddy. Welcome. All right. You up next there, Kevin. What you got? Precious and prized fruit of all, according to the ancient Romans.
I'm going to guess the apple.
The apple. Let's see.
Southern Sun!
Yes, it's the apple of the ancient Roman's eyes.
All right.
Good work, Kevin. You got the big old Mossy Oak LS Tractor Prize Package heading over to Oak Ridge for you.
I truly appreciate it. Second time caller. Can I give a shout out, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Let me give a shout out to all the people in the Anderson County Schools, and despite the loss yesterday, I'm still a big Volunteers fan. Go Vols!
All right, buddy. You hang on with Jackie. Let's jump out. Catch you up on your news. Then that bus about 20 minutes away. The mayor of Dismal Seepage. All right, a great weekend to look forward to. Hang on, y'all. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio rolling through you Tuesday, April the 2nd. This portion of the big, big broadcast brought to you by Pizza Run. Pizza Run. Now, go ahead. All right. Now we can move on. Thanks to Pizza Run.
It's the Pizza Run Singers. General Tom Sadler, Clyde the Camel, and Mr. and Mrs. Pizza Run.
Well, bake it up, baby, now.
Bake it up, baby.
Pizza Run.
Pizza Run.
Come on, clunk, 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 baby, now.
Come on, baby.
Our food is excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah. You got your pepperoni now.
Pepperoni.
Our sausage tastes just right.
Tastes right.
And get some free titty twisters now. With your order to die.
With your order to die.
Yeah.
Pizza Run, the home of fresh hot pizza quick as a flash. Delivery area limited for safety and because the Pizza Run gets winded if he has to run more than a few hundred feet. For free home delivery, pick up a phone and give us a call.
Oh, that camel got a smell, don't he? And who is this girl?
Titty twisters.
Son of a.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. Well, there's always something exciting happening in beautiful Dismal Seepage, South Carolina. And here to tell us all about it, the mayor himself, the Honorable Merwin Q. Fiddleswoop. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John Boy, and all your wonderful listeners.
Well, spring has sprung around here, and I'm sure you and all your fellow Dismal Seepagians are set to celebrate in grand style.
Damn skippy, John Boy. And it's the perfect time to announce our 35th annual Dismal Seepage What's the Big Dill Pickle Festival.
Well, everybody loves a pickle. So is this anything like the big Mount Olive Pickle Festival?
No. Those rubes only dedicate one day to their little pickle shindig. We give folks a whole big weekend, and what a weekend it will be. First is our traditional parade down Main Street. All the Shriners have transformed their little cars into shiny green pickles.
They really did that?
Well, of course. It's their bread and butter.
Ah, pickle joke.
Going to be a bunch of them. Okay. Festival goers will be entertained by the Ain't Bees Kerosene Pickle All Kazoo Band.
I guess kazoos all look like pickles.
That was supposed to be a surprise, but yeah, they look like pickles.
Neat.
Neat. And bringing up the rear will be Jerry the Snout Doolittle, finishing up his 100-mile journey pushing a pickle with his nose.
Wow. So I wonder how many pickles he'll go through.
Well, from what I understand, it's usually about 1,000.
Neat.
Neat. See, we found our little catchphrase, haven't we?
Yeah.
And the weekend will be filled with all sorts of pickle-centric activities. We'll have a big prickle eating contest.
You mean pickle, right?
Wrong again, John boy. These are prickles. It's a hybrid of a pickle and a cactus.
Wow. Do you take the spikes off?
Well, if you don't, you wish you had. And that goes for going in and coming out.
Neat.
Potsy and Mouth called. They want their word back.
Anything for the kiddos.
Of course, John boy. Lots of neat stuff. We'll have a big pickle hunt. We've hidden over 200 pickles around the fairground, and one lucky child will find a pickle with a $1,000 bill rolled up inside.
Wow, that sounds...
Don't say it. And we'll have the big Peter Piper competition where kids will compete to see who can say the Peter Piper tongue twister the fastest.
Ah, Peter Piper picked a bag of pickle peppers.
Neat.
I guess I should have worn a poncho. Oh, but Hanson's a moist talker. We'll have a big kissing booth sponsored by Mother Pucker's Super Sour Pickles. And of course, we'll have pickle making contests, all manner of pickled delicacies to sample, and a big concert on Sunday night featuring Half Sour Sandy and the Gherkins. It's going to be a weekend to remember.
Hey, so what happens to that $1,000 in the pickle if nobody finds it?
So come on down to the Big Dismal Seepage. What's the Big Dill Pickle Festival? It's really
neat.
I wish you'd shut up.
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. Still a lot more coming at you.
Hey, 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 listen up. My name is Matt Foley. I'm a motivational speaker. I am 35 years old. I am thrice divorced. And every morning I listen to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show when I wake up in a van down by the river. Go on and laugh. At least the radio works.
Big Show on the radio, about halfway through today's broadcast. You gotta get on with your life and leave the Big Show on the radio not near you. Good news! The John Boy and Billy Late Risers podcast. Every weekday, the entire Big Show truncated for your listening pleasure. No music, no commercials, maybe just a couple commercials in the whole thing with two parts. Yeah, you can't beat it, man.
Now, who can argue with that?
Exactly, Leozo. Wherever you get your podcast, you can subscribe to us, the free iHeartRadio app as well. And always, we have it set up at thebigshow.com. You're welcome.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Now, you're just being crazy. All right. And Menace will beat the blonde, at least try to. It's all right. And then, ooh, special top 10 list in minutes. Yeah,
I'll
Big
Show. Blow it out your heart.
Should have bailed out quicker. Big Show's on the radio.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Stand by for this top 10 list. I'll be right there. First, let me tell you, somebody will win if you can beat our blonde. A Southern East Pets Pack. Want you to treat your four-legged best friend to bacon-flavored Southern East Pets CBD gummies. Show them how much you care. Go to southerneasepets.com. Look for their link at thebigshow.com. Use code JBB. Get an exclusive offer. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But first, right here.
Well, with Hollywood's writers and actors on strike, TV networks are filling the gap with programs that don't need scripts and use real people instead of actors. Which means get ready for even more reality TV shows. But wait, there's a little bit of hope. Not every idea that gets pitched actually makes it into production. Sometimes even the TV people will say no. Today's Big Show Top 10 list, the top 10 rejected reality show ideas. Number 10, Property Brothers versus Sister Wives. Number 9, Naked and Afraid of Clowns. Number 8, The Great British Dentistry Show. Number eight. Okay, sure. Curb Your Dog's Enthusiasm for Leg Humping. Number 7, The Amazing Racist. Oh. Number 6, America's Funniest Home Invasions. I think they shot that one on a Ring doorbell camera. Number 5, RuPaul's Bud Light Chug-a-Lug Contest. Number 4, Shiite's Creek. I think that's some kind of international import.
I've watched 3 of these so far.
Let's see. Number 2, Cocaine Bear Grills. And the number 1 rejected reality show, Law and Order SBD.
Silent but deadly. Yeah.
I like by having them. All right, y'all, beating the blonde, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. If you can beat our blonde, get you some Southern East Pet CBD gummies. Treat your four-legged friend. First, show them how to do it. We'll play next. Good Tuesday morning, it's the Big Show on the radio with today's featured track from the Big Show Bid Box. Sponsored by the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th, Charlotte Motor Speedway. The Crocodile Stalker, search for the Easter Bunny. Search for keywords, Easter Bunny. At TheBigShow.com. Click that on-air contest button, you can't get through, we'll call you. And right now it is Beat the Blonde time. Come on. Yeah. Let's meet our contestants. Ronnie from Alberta, Alabama. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Welcome. All right. Well, we're going to ask Tater some questions. She's going to answer them. You agree or disagree whether you think she's right or not. Two bells for two buzzers. You win the big old Southern East Pets Pack. All right, Ronnie?
All right.
Yes, I play them. Let's get to it. All right, Marcy.
Yes.
You, your boyfriend, and a single woman are all at a restaurant. According to proper etiquette, whom should your boyfriend seat first?
Well, since I'm probably all out of breath from tracking him down.
let's say you all went together.
Okay, all right. All right, we're all here together now.
Right, and a boyfriend, seat you or the guest.
The guest.
Who happens to be a single woman. I'll point that out. All right.
Well,
Marcy says the guest. So, Ronnie, do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
You disagreeing? Oh, yes. Eat the guest first and then take care of the girlfriend.
Ronnie not known for proper attitude.
Well, if your boyfriend seats himself first, well, then you might have a...
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. We need a bell right here. All right. Tater is a true or false question. All right. Okay. Ronnie, true or false? All right. So, Marcy, the Dear Abby advice column is still published in American newspapers.
What is a newspaper?
Yeah.
But I, yeah. So I'm going to say true. Yes, it's true.
Dear Abby, been around for a long time. Marcy says yes, still published in American newspapers. Ronnie, agree or disagree?
Agree.
And that was the thing to do, yes. Yeah. So the original Abby passed on her advice duties to her daughter, Jean, or either Jeannie, in 2000. So Dear Abby continues to rank as the most widely syndicated column in the world.
How about that?
That is wild. That is. All right. Well, here we go, Ronnie. Going to win it or lose it on this one. Tater, let's go over to England.
Hey, whoop, 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 whoop.
In England, they are referred to as solicitors. Ooh. Solicitors.
Ooh.
What are they called here?
They are called hookers. Hookers.
Well, here's the charge.
Here, they are called door-to-door salesmen.
So your final answer is door-to-door salesmen.
In England, they are called door-to-door salesmen.
All righty. Ronnie, agree or disagree?
Disagree.
And that was the thing to do for the win.
Give it away.
They are called lawyers over here. Lawyers.
Yeah.
Ah, so you were closer with prosecutors. Yeah, like that. Oh, nice.
Sorry, all my lawyer
nice.
Friends.
Nice. Yeah, I got brother-in-law's a lawyer. Joe. Wonderful man. Wonderful man, Andy. Ronnie, good work on you now, buddy. You got Southern East Pets back. Head down to Alberta for you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Nice work.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.